Hundreds, if not thousands, of people are expected to attend a ceremony in the suburb of Paris, France, tomorrow, to rename a street after imprisoned US journalist Mumia Abu-Jamal. Abu Jamal is serving a life sentence without parole in the Pennsylvania prison system. The journalist and former Black Panther was convicted of the 1982 shooting death of a Philadelphia police officer, a crime he and his supporters say he did not commit. Philadelphia-based journalist Lynn Washington Jr. is in Paris for the event. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
I'm in Paris to attend and cover an event that takes place on October 13th, which is Saturday tomorrow. It'll be a street named for Mumia Abu-Jamal in a Paris suburban city called Balbigny. Balbigny is about 5 miles from the center of downtown Paris. Balbigny is a very progressive city. I think it either has a socialist or communist government. And those names and distinctions have different meanings outside the United States. They're not pejorative. I mean, people are not afraid to have a different kind of political persuasion. This city has been very supportive of Mumia for over a decade. In fact, 1999, they made him an honorary citizen of Balbigny. They did that, I think, about 3 or 4 years after Paris named Mumia as an honorary citizen. And that distinction in Paris has only been given to about a half a dozen or more people. It's literally a handful. And it includes people like Pablo Picasso. So they really feel strongly about Mumia and the injustice that he's enduring.
And what's your sense of whether people in France and in the cities that you've mentioned, how they perceive the United States and what their take is on the United States as they focus on Mumia's case?
Well, they're clearly focused on Mumia's case, but they also see Mumia's case in the context of systemic injustice like the prison industrial complex and other inequities that we have in our justice system. And quite frankly, they're flabbergasted that these sorts of outrages take place in America, that there are, in fact, political prisoners in America. And they see this as a substantial disconnect between what America sells itself as in the world, as the champion of freedom and the ultimate protector of justice and human rights, when in fact we have some very gross human rights violations. So they wonder about that and are very troubled by it. But interestingly enough, just to show you the disconnect that is a part of all societies, the same issues that animate people to support Mumia in terms of the injustices and in the racism in the system are occurring in France, and many people who are supportive of Mumia's cause ignore what's going on in their own backyard.
And in terms of Mumia's case here in the United States, we know that now there have been many hearings, many court decisions, and decisions by the prosecutors as to how they would pursue, and he is now serving life without parole. What are the prospects of this staying in the courts, of there still being some chance that he might be freed at some point?
There's always the possibility of new evidence surfacing, and literally new evidence is surfacing every day. But the problem is, as the problem always has been, and that is the political dynamic in the case, where judges have just flatly ignored evidence of innocence as well as gross procedural violations. So your question in terms of what are the prospects for Mumia, if, in fact, we can find a just judge, a judge that has some backbone, then Mumia can get some justice, because there's more than enough evidence that he has been treated in a manifestly unfair way. If there was a governor of Pennsylvania who wasn't beholden to the police union and other forces of reaction, he or she would either commute Mumia's sentence or free him totally. And if there was justice at the national level, either with the Attorney General of the United States or the President, similar sort of actions would take place. But I purposely couched my responses with a lot of ifs, because the President, the Attorney General, governors, district attorneys, legislatures have refused to recognize the injustice in this case that is evident to people hundreds of miles away, and in the case of France and Germany and England and also Ghana, the Martinique. I understand that there's a city in Martinique that has recognized me as an honorary citizen. People all over the world recognize this injustice, but it is ignored in the United States and specifically in Philadelphia, where action needs to be taken either at the court level or in Harrisburg at the commutation level.
And what's your sense of what the turnout will be for tomorrow's, for this weekend's
well,
ceremony?
This is an official event sponsored by the city of Albany. So there's going to be the mayor and other members of the city government that's involved in it. There's a very large support network for Mumia Abu-Jamal here. So they'll be there. I could say it will be more than one and less than probably 2,000.
So this is not a small group of activists. This is really the city government.
This is the city government in tandem with activists, and it'll be activists from all over the Paris area as well as different parts of France who will be attending this event tomorrow.
Philadelphia-based journalist Lynn Washington Jr. speaking with WBAI's Jose Santiago.